A school in Fort Nelson is apologizing to parents today after sexually explicit resources were recently handed out to students. A card deck of provocative sexual slang terms was given to grade 8 and 9 students in a physical education and health class. However, Fort Nelson Secondary School Principal Mark Lucas says the school never intended to provide a platform for such material. The school did invite a registered nurse from the Fort Nelson Health Unit to teach about sexual health, Lucas wrote in a March 9 letter to parents and caregivers. The presentation delivered by the health nurse covered the content outlined in the curriculum and the letter sent home. However, the resources handed out after the presentation did not, Lucas said. The students in the class were provided with sensitive, explicit information about several sexual acts and terms that the school did not direct. This is the kind of sex ed BC is teaching now, like WTF. The NDP education minister has some serious questions to answer. What do you think? At Daniel_Davies, will you read these in the legislator? They are okay by NDP standards for grade 9s. Hashtag down with NP. Hashtag WTFpic.twitter.com/Z24Tyruru. Fred. At McLaughlin_Fred. March 9, 2023. The deck of cards contained a list of obscene terms and their definitions, including for words like glory hole, felching, quickie, and snowballing. In a post on Twitter, one concerned parent, Fred McLaughlin, tagged local MLA Dan Davies, and questioned whether this was appropriate standards for students. This is the kind of sex ed BC is teaching now, McLaughlin posted, adding, the NDP education minister has some serious questions to answer. In response, Davies said the materials were not appropriate. In his letter to parents, Lucas apologized on behalf of the school and said immediate steps were being taken, including that all educators in the building would be required to fill out a form indicating the type of subject content being presented in the school. Educators will ask presenters to review not only presentations but also resources handed out attached to the presentation, Lucas said. The letter added that forms will also be provided each year for parents to inform them of their option to provide an alternative delivery for sensitive content in the PE and health curriculum.